Welcome to the Employment Opportunity Hour. Your host, Gene Hodge, is a training consultant, author, motivational speaker, and owner of Hodgepodge Training, the workforce optimizing training company. With Hodgepodge Training, Gene uses a revolutionary training program process that packages each individual's unique hodgepodge of skills, abilities, experience, and passion together with computer technology to satisfy individual job compatibility and employer productivity needs. With Gene's process, thousands of individuals have gained enjoyable employment at competitive wages. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802. Or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 1-866-826-1340. And now, here's your host, Gene Hodge.
Good evening. Welcome to the Employment Opportunity Hour, the place where we try to help all of you out there to find something that you enjoy doing instead of a job. I'm here with my engineer, my trusty engineer, Mr. Glenn. Glenn, how are you doing this evening?
He's great, over here. Certainly great to be with you, Eugene, and I'm working on perfecting my technique so I can make your show sound really great. Not that it's not already great.
All right, well, keep working on it. We'll get greater. However, for those of you not familiar with the show, we have a couple of clips that we're going to play for you. And Glenn, if you got them, let them go. Okay, if you got the clips. If you have them. If not, then we'll move on. Okay. Employment instead of a job by hearing tips that are non-traditional approaches
that you didn't learn in school.
But also to help you entrepreneurs that are out there who have businesses, you got products, ideas, is to help you to improve this economy by putting you into action as well. We can help you there. So that's what we're here for. If you choose to call the show, you're more than welcome to call the show. The number is 727-441-3000. However, if you're unemployed or you're looking for a job, I will give you 30 seconds. You're more than welcome to call the show. Tell us who you are, what you do, and what you're looking for so we can help you. If you are an entrepreneur or a type of company that's looking to add people on, your network marketing company or internet marketing company, you're looking to add good people to your team, you're welcome to call the show as well. The number is 727-441-3000. I will give you the same 30 seconds. Tell us who you are, what you're looking for, and your contact information so we can help you get what you need and improve this economy as well. You are welcome to Watch Me Do the Show. And simply by going out to our Tantalk radio network, which is tantalk1340.com, you can find that, find Opportunity Hour, and you'll find me. But I suggest that you watch me to do the show because this show is all about finding enjoyable employment instead of a job. And the reason I say that is because I want you to see me, because you have counselors, career coaches, HR individuals, and many others that are telling our most experienced workers that help make this country not to put stuff on your resume because it's going to date your age, as if we're not going to see you when you show up. And so I want you to see me to do the show. You just got you here in my background, and I want you to see me. I want you to look at me, my scars, bumps, my color. My hair is beginning to thin out, all that sort of stuff. I want you to look at me because I know we see you coming, we see you going, we see your front side, back side. We see all of you before you get a chance to open up your mouth. But more than that, I want you to get paid for your level of experience. I want you to get paid for those years, but also for you entry-level workers. I want you to know you count. And so I want you to know that we see you. Can't really hide anything. Yes, we do see you. And I stress that all the time because I want you to realize that you cannot see you. The whole world can see you. Up, down, left, right, front, back. And it's important to know what we see. And anytime anyone tells you what they see, I'm going to suggest that you all you owe them is a thank you because you still can't see it. It's very important to know what people are buying into in you. It's very important for you to know why people are telling you things they see you doing and see you capable of doing. But we have a special guest on the show tonight. who's been on the show, but I think he's still there. His name is Larry LaBelle. Larry, are you there?
I definitely am.
Okay.
Thank you for having me on.
Well, I think you are a colleague, and you are onto some good things, and I thought that because of the things that you shared with me, I thought of possibly would you be willing to share that with our audience, and sure. So that we can hear. Larry is a colleague of mine, but I'm going to let him tell you who he really is. And so, Larry, tell us who you are, and tell us what do you do.
I'm an entrepreneur. I run a small business called Win a Job Fast. I write resumes for my clients, and I also do training and coaching on the entire job search process for my clients as well. And I do a lot of volunteer work with groups. We've got people who can't afford to pay for that, so I give some of it away free.
Okay, so he's an overall good guy, and I think as an entrepreneur, I'm going to suggest that you should definitely be friendly to everybody, but I can't make you do that. However, I've been known Larry a long time, and we've done some things together in the past, but Larry sent me a couple of emails a few weeks ago, and I read the emails, and I thought that he was saying some things that I believe everybody could use. He wasn't saying it. He had written it out. And since I got more than two of them, I began to discover Larry has a hidden talent that I think could help an awful lot of other people out there. And so I asked Larry if he would like to share some of that of what he sent to me. Would he like to share that with a larger audience? And of course he said yes. Anyway, so he has some articles, and they're not really articles because I'm going to let him tell you what they say, but they're articles that he's written. They're not long, but I thought that the meaning behind it could help an awful lot of people out there, especially job seekers. Anyway, so I invited him on to talk about that. Now, Larry, before you give us an idea in terms of what you have, and believe it or not, I left my notes in the other room, and I'm not going to go get them, so I'm going to let you leave what it is. But tell us.
I've got the list of all the ones you asked me to share.
What inspired you to start writing these little notes and things to help other people?
These were actually poems, and I started writing these about over 10 years ago.
10 years ago?
When I was in high school, I had a horrible English teacher, and she'd gotten for a divorce, and so she was really angry, and she took it out on us. She embarrassed me in front of the class. We were supposed to write a poem, and I didn't know how to write a poem. And when she put it down, I never wanted to do a poem or write again. But over the years, I got help and support from a lot of people who brought the writing back out, and then poetry came out too.
Okay. I'd like to have you. Well, I'm going to ask that you kind of tell us. I have the titles.
And I got them.
So I'd like to have you think about that. And but before we do that, we're going to take a short break, if that's okay with you, Larry.
Sure enough.
And we're going to take a short break so that you hear something from our sponsors, and we'll be right back listening to Larry LaBelle. He has some interesting things that I'm going to say that I believe will help all of you out there. And we'll be right back. And
working 9 to 5, what a way to make a living, barely getting by. It's all taking and no giving. Better just use your mind.
Employers, this is Gene Hodge of Hodgepodge Training. Are you struggling to find ways to increase your low productivity and morale? We train employers on how to improve employee productivity and morale, saving you huge sums of dollars that you're currently spending on training, retraining, grievances, turnover, and lawsuits. If you have this concern, send me an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. That's theopportunityhour@gmail.com. In the subject line, put employer. Again, that's theopportunityhour@gmail.com.
This portion of Employment Opportunity Hour is brought to you by Web Dynamics For You. Need a website? Web Dynamics For You are professional web designers who can handle all of your web services. Check them out at the website www.webdynamics4u.com or call them at 1-866-530-2135. Again, the website is www.webdynamics4u.com. Mention that you heard of them at the Employment Opportunity Hour and get a 10% discount.
If you happen to miss any part of the Employment Opportunity Hour, or there's a particular show you may want to hear again, don't forget you can check out all the past Employment Opportunity Hour programs by going to internetradiopros.com/opportunity hour. All the shows are there, just click and listen. internetradiopros.com/opportunity hour. And you can contact Gene via email at opportunityhour@gmail.com. So you don't have to miss a minute of the Employment Opportunity Hour ever again.
Working for a living. Working for a living. Many of you out there working for a living. And I'd like to have you think of it. It's not a case of right or wrong. It's a case of you are working. I'm only trying to get you to find the type of work that you will enjoy doing. Because I know that if you have a job you enjoy, you're going to be quite productive and happy and get paid. But I also know if you aren't, that when you go home, you go do what you enjoy doing to relax. Both require functioning. Both require use of skills and abilities. And all I'm trying to do is to get you to recognize how to use both and get paid at the same time. However, on the other phone line, I have Larry LaBelle, who is a colleague of mine. He's a training consultant and also a gifted writer in certain things. And so I've gotten some articles from Larry, really not even articles, they're poems, they're things that he's written, short, neat, and nice. But I would like to have Larry to share those. And once you've shared that, Larry, if you don't mind, I may ask you what inspired you to do it. All right, so anyway, which one would you like to start with? Tell us the title.
The first one is the You Are Not Who You Say You Are one. Short.
Okay.
I think it's very powerful. It goes, you are not who you say you are. You are who other people say you are. Because that's how you show up to the world. And that came from a friend of mine who was in a men's group of mine in New Hampshire. And it was perfect. I mean, we loved it. Because we all think, from our perspective, we've got an image of ourselves, but we don't realize that we may show up very differently to the world. And you need to know how you show up to the others so you can be yourself, genuine, get the job done, whatever.
Yeah, and I'm going to ask you to repeat that again, but you're not who you think you are? Is that what you said?
Hold on. Let me back up. You are not who you say you are.
You are not who you say you are. Okay, so think of all of you out
there. That's your image of yourself without input from others. But right. The second line was, you are who other people say you are.
Right, I believe you are who the other people say you are. Yeah. And as I read that, it's, in my opinion, it's so important to know how the other people see you and view you. so mm-hmm. important to know how other people may say things to you. And I'm also going to go far enough to say, if people say things to you that you don't like, I would suggest that you tell them thank you. Because maybe they mm-hmm. see what you need. Because you can't see what you need. You know what you think you need. But if you're doing it for others, we know how much we need it. I mean, so it's very important, I believe, to hear what the others people have to say. And the only thing you owe them is a thank you. But it's not something you need to defend, unless you're one of those type of people. You already know everything already. But, but when I read that, I was really inspired. And I said, Larry, you got to share some of these with some other people. But anyway, so Larry, could you repeat that again?
You're not who you say you are. You are who other people say you are, because that's how you show up to the world.
That's how you show up. And that meant a lot to me, because when I look at some of the things that I've done mm-hmm. and some of my development in the so-called professional world or corporate world, all that sort of stuff, I realize and really believe that the other people see things that you have no idea that you can do.
Yep.
And you're not supposed to know. You're supposed to go learn what we are willing to help you go do.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so that's what I really, really believe. And Larry said it better than I, but I really do believe it's what the other people say that is so important.
It's like a 360-degree feedback that some companies use for every person in the company to use to get feedback from the people they serve about who they are, how they show up, and what they can do to improve. It's not always easy for people to accept the feedback, but if you don't, then you're not going to improve. You're going to get stuck in a way that's not showing up in a positive way to the rest of the world, your coworkers.
I'm just going to add this in, since this is about finding enjoyable jobs. Most people are going to ask you what you like doing. And in my opinion, when that question is asked, you're being interviewed. It has nothing to do with a job. It mm-hmm. has to do with people asking you, what do you like doing? Because doing is where the productivity is. And if you mm-hmm. like it, then you're productive and you enjoy it. So in my opinion, you should tell everybody who asks you, what do you like doing? Tell them the things you like doing. Because believe it or not, we can come up with job titles and job descriptions that fit what you like doing, which may not be what you thought of in the first place. Anyways, I'd like to have you just think about that. But anyway, so when Larry has got that out there now, and I really wanted him to share that in his own words with more of you. But he's got more. So, Larry, yep. You got another one.
Hold on a sec.
Tell me the title of it.
Hold on, just bring it up.
Okay.
Oh, this one is called Life's Ups and Downs. I actually was taking a graduate course at the University of New Hampshire, and I had a conversation with one of the two instructors. And she was talking about life's up and down. And she drew a little line graph on the board. And it was a graph that would be going up, and then it would have a dip, then go up again, and have a dip, go up again. Was that like that?
Mm-hmm.
She says, we treat those dips as if our life is over. We're toast. Instead of realizing it's just a partial dip, a change, sometimes you need to re-energize yourself. Sometimes there seems some things that you need to integrate it into your psyche and stuff like that, that you've picked up and learned along the way. But the downs are actually positive, and they're not permanent, but we see them that way. So I'll just read this one. Again, it's called Life's Up and Downs.
Okay.
One day you notice how every part of your life is going great. Everything seemed perfect, divine, and perfect twist of fate. But then you are blindsided and thrown to the ground when you heard the dreaded word layoff traveling all around. And then the full impact of this event starts to slowly set in. So you wonder how your life will ever be the same again. Your feelings go up and down as you struggle to find your way. Seems like the downs are endless and seem to be here to stay. But if you charted your lifeline, you see that that's definitely not true. Your lifeline is always moving up. There are just small ups and downs, and they're few. So what we see as a down is just a precursor to our next peak in growth. And for our life work, we have to have a combination of both. Now that we know the ups and downs are natural and here to stay, we can appreciate the valleys as fuel for the next peak to come our way.
Great. I was impressed by that one as well, because I'm going to use the word should. Should's not a good word to use. But life comes with ups and downs.
Yep.
Anyone who thinks that the downs should not be there, I'm going to just suggest that they're supposed to be there in order to help you go further than you thought. And it's very important to look at your own growth, and very important to look at some of the things you've gone through and recognize how they've helped you go someplace else. And so that's not a poem. Those are just my statements after I read that, because I believe that, life has ups and downs.
It certainly does.
But that's when you grow in the downside, because the downside is what you didn't expect. Everyone expects things to be nice and rosy. But there's no growth without the ups and downs. Anyway, so I was really impressed by that, because I know that job seekers, if you're changing jobs, most people want to go do what they already know how to do.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm saying you should go do what you like doing, because you already know what you do. But you find enjoyable employment by going after what you enjoy in addition to what you know how to do.
Yep.
Anyway, so those are my thoughts on that. When I read that, I comes back to the same thing. I said a lot of people are afraid to tell people what they like doing. I don't know why. But a lot of people are.
Because they're afraid they won't get.
Yeah, they're afraid they won't get the job. Sad part about it is, from the employer's side, we need a worker. And many of us don't care about your happiness.
Yep.
However, many of us do care about your happiness. And when somebody asks you, what do you enjoy doing?
Yep.
Once you get you telling them what you enjoy, you should ask them what they enjoy. You may discover they're real human too. I mean, I really thought about that.
I have another one, Gene, that I didn't write, but I have shared this with so many people because it's so powerful. It's called Our Deepest Fear by Marianne Williamson. It goes like this. Our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure. It is our light, not our darkness, that most frightens us. We ask ourselves, who am I to be brilliant, gorgeous, talented, fabulous? Actually, who are you not to be? You're a child of God. You're playing small but not serve the world. There's nothing in life about shrinking so that other people won't feel insecure around you. We're all meant to shine as children do. We were born to make manifest the glory of God that is within us. It's not just in some of us, it's in everyone. And as we let our own light shine, we unconsciously give other people permission to do the same. As we are liberated from our own fear, our presence automatically liberates others.
Okay, now who's that done by?
What?
Who's the author of that? Because you said it's not you.
It's Marianne Williamson.
Okay, Marianne.
It's called Marianne. Speak of Fear.
Okay. Okay.
It's so powerful because we've been talking about this, how people shrink away from being the best they can be because they're afraid how it's going to impact others.
Mm-hmm.
Or they won't like them or whatever, instead of just be that great person.
Great. Great. Okay, we're going to take time for a short break. If you can hold on a little longer, Larry, we'd love to hear a little bit more about you. But you're listening to Larry LaBelle, the author of his own poems and statements, and we'll be right back to hear more from Larry. Job seekers, this is Gene Hodge of Hodge Podge Training. Would you like to have a job that you enjoy, or do you want to settle for something that you don't want to do? We train job seekers to find enjoyable and compatible jobs so that you're motivated and enjoy doing, and in most cases, being paid competitive salaries. If you are, send me an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. That's theopportunityhour@gmail.com. theopportunityhour@gmail.com. In the subject line, put job seeker. And I will get back to you and hopefully to help you find something that you enjoy. Purpose of the show is to help job seekers find enjoyable employment instead of a job by hearing tips that are non-traditional approaches
that you didn't learn in school.
But also to help you entrepreneurs that are out there who have businesses, you got products, ideas. It's to help you to improve this economy by putting you into action as well. We can help you there. So that's what we're here for. If you choose to call the show, you're more than welcome to call the show. The number is 727-441-3000. However, if you're unemployed or you're looking for a job, I will give you 30 seconds. You're more than welcome to call the show. Tell us who you are, what you do, and what you're looking for so we can help you. If you are an entrepreneur or a type of company that's looking to add people on, your network marketing company or internet marketing company, you're looking to add good people to your team, you're welcome to call the show as well. The number is 727-441-3000. I will give you the same 30 seconds. Tell us who you are, what you're looking for, and your contact information so we can help you get what you need and improve this economy as well.
Job seekers, now you can access Gene's articles revealing a different way to find enjoyable employment, especially for experienced workers. His free articles titled, Layoffs Present Opportunity to Find Enjoyable Employment, Is There Really Job Training Available for You?, How to Find a Fit in the New Job Market, and Innovative Job Training Program, A Collaborative Model. To see Gene's articles, go to linkedin.com, type Eugene Hodge in the search box, look for articles, and choose an article. That's at linkedin.com. Or go to hodgepodgetraining.com, choose resources tab, and choose an article. That's at hodgepodgetraining.com.
Living in America. Living in America, where they say you can be who you want to be, do what you want to do. I want you all to think about that because it's your America. And since I believe you do what you want to do all the time, all I'm suggesting is there may be ways of finding employment doing exactly the same thing. We, as employers, were always looking for productive people. And when you're doing what you enjoy doing, you are productive. I have Larry LaBelle on the other end of the line, I believe. Larry, you still there?
Yes, I am.
Larry's a colleague of mine, but Larry also writes articles and poetry and things like that. And he had sent me some poetry that I thought that many people should hear what Larry has to say because it's coming out of him, and he's sharing this. He also helps individuals to find employment, but he these poems and whatever you call them, but I thought that they were very helpful, so I invited Larry to share some of that with you all out there. And so he's already gone to two or three, but Larry, you got some more.
Yes, I do.
Okay.
This is called Have the Life of a Dreamer.
Yes.
Sometimes we wonder what it takes to make our dreams come true. It starts with an idea in our mind, and then it bursts into our conscious view. And once we see it, it fuels our deep passion, which is our dream's fuel. Then everything we do becomes a magical, supporting, and potent tool. At times along the way, there are tough choices we need to make, but we can do them because we know there's so much at stake. If you have naysayers in your life who try to crush your dreams with their words, just watch your thoughts and know in your heart that they're totally absurd. Don't let others define you, who you are, and the gift of, and the value you bring to the table. Believe in yourself completely, and then you will be completely enabled and playful. So see your dream, believe in your dream, live your dream, and become your dream. And then, and when you do, you'll be living in the heavens and riding on the tail of a moonbeam. Now that you've done all this harnessing and using your personal power, hold on to your power, and you'll forever live a life fit for an incredible dreamer.
Okay, that's the title. I'm going to ask you to repeat that again. But have the life of a dreamer. Think about just the dreams you do have, and think about the dreams you would like to have in terms of employment or self-employment, but recognize the dream, the vision that you have, and think about how could you design a life like that. Because many people are taught how to design a life, and you can become one of them simply because the thoughts and ideas you may have in your mind that pass your mind, those could be become reality.
Yeah.
Simply because you're dreaming about them. So, Larry, if you don't mind, could you repeat that again? It's titled Have the Life of a Dreamer. Doesn't give you any parameters. It could be dreams about a job. It could be dreams about travel. It could be dreams about self-employment. And anything else that you might come up with that you're dreaming about. Get a better life. Not sure, relationships.
Whatever it is.
Right.
Your dream, the things that come into your mind that you know would be right for you, make you happy.
Have the life of a dreamer. Don't let other people spoil your dreams. But read it again, Larry, because I just thought that was helpful for all job seekers.
Sometimes we wonder what it takes to make our dreams come true. It starts with an idea in our mind, and then it bursts into our conscious view. And once we see it, it fuels our deep passion, which is our dream's fuel. And everything we do becomes a magical, supporting, and potent tool. At times along the way, there are tough choices we need to make, but we can do them because we know there is so much at stake. If you have naysayers in your life who try to crush your dreams with their words, just watch their thoughts, your thoughts, and know in your heart that they are totally absurd. Don't let others define who you are and the gifts and value you bring to the table. Believe in yourself completely, and then you will be completely enabled and playful. So see your dream, believe in your dream, live your dream, and become your dream. And when you do, you'll be living in the heavens and riding on the tail of a moonbeam. Now, all you have to... Now all you have to do is harness and use your power, your personal power. So hold on to your power, and it will forever live a life for an incredible dreamer, of an incredible dreamer.
Okay. I mean, think about that. Dream the type of job that you like to have. You probably have already had dreams and thoughts, and then you let your thoughts sabotage your dream. It's possible to get the ideal work that you would like to have. You'll never know unless you're willing to tell us what you envision doing and what you are making attempts to do in order to achieve that dream. Many people will help you get there, because many of them are going to ask you, what would you like to do? It's very important you understand those that would like to know what you like to do. Some of you, I've met people that are ashamed to tell people what they like to do, and I don't know why. Because what you like to do is what you like to do. And it's something that you're motivated to do. But anyway, this is Larry's sharing his thoughts. And I'm really impressed, Larry. But I know you got some more. I don't want to use up all the time. So you got another one ready?
Yes, I do. This one's called Transformation.
Transformation.
We all walk through life in a mix with... Wait a minute. We all know life is a mixed blessing. It has incredible ups and downs. Sometimes the valleys are too deep, but it seems like we're going to drown. In all this chaos, frustration, and pain, we can see the gift that we've been given. We can't see the gift, we can only the rain. But we treat the long-lasting rain with a terrible disdain and forget it feeds us so we can grow once again. In our quest to find quick and painless fixes, we fail to see the gift that has fallen into our hands. We don't see that the pain we are enduring is God helping us to see his plan for us written in the sand. The gift of which I'm speaking is your life's transformation from mediocre to sublime. All you have to do is see and grasp it, and you'll be on the road to happiness all the time. Embrace your transformation.
Transformation. Embrace it.
A lot of people don't embrace it. They're afraid of it.
Fear.
Mm-hmm. They get a lot of the I can't do a thing messages in their head. Naysayers outside, stuff like that we talked about. You just have to just embrace it, go for it, don't let anything anybody else says take that away from you.
Okay, you're listening to Larry LaBelle tell you, don't let anyone take away the things that you could transform yourself into being. Especially if you have the vision or the thought. It's yours.
Yep.
And so I was just impressed by that. And Larry's the author of these. He's the person that thought of these, wrote them out. And just in case, Larry, if anyone would like to get a copy of that or
sure.
something like that, would you mind giving out your contact information?
My contact information, I'm Larry LaBelle. I'm the CEO of Win a Job Fast, and I'm in Zephyr Hills, Florida, and I'm on LinkedIn under Larry LaBelle. Lots of goodies out there, and my website is www.winajobfastinc.com. Out there I have a section, free downloads. There's all kinds of sample resumes, tutorials on different aspects of job search and so forth. So go out there and have them. They're free.
Okay. And what's that website again?
www.winajobfastinc.com.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Is that all one word or is it?
It's all one word.
Separated by hyphens or anything like that?
Nope. All one word.
Okay. Win a job fast.
Inc. Gotta have ink on it.
Inc.com. Inc.com. Okay. All right, now if you don't mind, I'll repeat that one more time.
Sure. My name's Larry Bell. I'm the CEO of Win a Job Fast, Inc.
Email.
I'm located in Zephyr Hills, Florida, just outside of Tampa. I have a website, winajobfastinc.com, and there's a free download session on the main menu, and there's 43 different items out there that are all related to different aspects of job search. sample resumes, interviewing, tutorials, things like that.
Okay, you're listening to Larry sharing his thoughts, his poems, his writings, and we're going to hear more from Larry after we take a short break. And so stay tuned, and if you've got any questions, feel free to give us a call, 727-441-3000, and ask Larry any questions that you may, but we'll be right back.
Job seekers, are you unemployed and ready to go back to work? Did you know that now you can get Gene's books revealing a different way to find enjoyable employment? Each book shows you how to develop a resume and cover letter using your life experiences. You will receive step-by-step instructions on the content, its rationale, and its importance for each book. His books are available in soft copy and digital formats on Amazon.com and HodgePodgeTraining.com. Eugene Hodge, an employment training consultant, has helped thousands of job seekers to find enjoyable employment at competitive wages using an innovative process by matching your needs with employer needs. The books are Resume, What's Its Purpose? And Cover Letter, What's Its Purpose?
To get Gene's books, go to Amazon.com, type Eugene Hodge in the search box, look for his books, choose a book. Or go to HodgePodgeTraining.com, choose Shop tab, choose books in a single or bundled formats. Coming soon, books in Spanish, Creole, and French format, all at HodgePodgeTraining.com.
The purpose of the show is to help job seekers find enjoyable employment instead of a job by hearing tips that are non-traditional approaches
that you didn't learn in school.
But also to help you entrepreneurs that are out there who have businesses, you got products, ideas, is to help you to improve this economy by putting you into action as well. We can help you there. So that's what we're here for. If you choose to call the show, you're more than welcome to call the show. The number is 727-441-3000. However, if you're unemployed or you're looking for a job, I will give you 30 seconds. You're more than welcome to call the show. Tell us who you are, what you do, and what you're looking for so we can help you. If you are an entrepreneur or a type of company that's looking to add people on, your network marketing company or internet marketing company, you're looking to add good people to your team, you're welcome to call the show as well. The number is 727-441-3000. I will give you the same 30 seconds. Tell us who you are, what you're looking for, and your contact information so we can help you get what you need and improve this economy as well.
If you happen to miss any part of the Employment Opportunity Hour, or there's a particular show you may want to hear again, don't forget you can check out all the past Employment Opportunity Hour programs by going to internetradiopros.com/opportunity hour. All the shows are there, just click and listen, internetradiopros.com/opportunity hour. And you can contact Gene via email at opportunityhour@gmail.com. So you don't have to miss a minute of the Employment Opportunity Hour ever again.
I don't know how I know, but I'm gonna find my purpose. I don't know where I'm gonna look, but I'm gonna find,
to find that purpose right here on the Employment Opportunity Hour. You can find that purpose because I know that when you're doing what you like doing, you are doing your purpose. I am here with Larry LaBelle on the line. Larry has written several articles that I think could help many of you out there, especially job seekers, but anyone else that's out there. And I think that his writings are something that I wanted to expand, and so he's on the line sharing these things that he's written. And just for your information, he has titles like "You're Not Who You Say or Think You Are."
Not who you say you are.
You're not who you say you are. That's one. Another one that he's that he spoke about, life's ups and downs.
Yep. Another one was transformation.
Okay, you want to tell us? Okay, transformation.
We did that one. That was the last one I just did.
Your deepest fears? Yep, your deepest fears. And have the life of a dreamer. And he stopped with transformation, but I think he's got a few more. We got a couple of minutes left, Larry. You got any more?
I just saw this on my screen.
Uh-huh.
It's from a group called Leadership Right. It says, be scared, do it anyway. Be underqualified and get in the room anyway. Be messy, imperfect, unsure, and show up anyway. Comfort is the enemy of growth. Get uncomfortable. I love that.
Okay, I'm going to ask you to repeat it again anyway. so that we can hear it two times, possibly three times. But tell us what it means to you first, and then, if you don't mind, read it again.
To me, I think our fears that we're not good enough get in our way.
Mm-hmm.
All the negative chatter that goes on in our head that is reinforcing the point that we aren't good enough. Instead of just saying, just do it anyway. Go in there, do it. Be scared. Feel it. But you'll get through it. But most people are afraid if they turn that corner, something bad's going to happen.
Yeah.
And they won't recover.
I'm just going to say there's nothing, how could I put it, there's nothing bad or wrong about having fear. It's facing fear. That's the challenge. Because outside of that, most of you will allow fear to guide your life.
And the fear, remember, is false evidence appearing real.
Mm-hmm.
I love that because if you keep saying that to yourself when you feel fear, remember what it means, you say, oh, this is something I'm making up. There's no reason to be scared. I may go through a struggle in doing this next task I have to do that I'm not sure of myself on, but I'll get through.
Yeah.
My favorite one is simple. Just do it.
Just do it.
Short, easy, memorable. Just do it.
But imagine the fears that I may have had. And I would never say that I still don't have them. I challenge the fears. I demonstrate the fears to a point to where you don't know I have fear, hopefully. I'm pretty sure there's lots of things out there that I'm still being challenged by. But I got taught a long time ago to take on the fear. It's okay to have it. Take it on. Find out what's on the other side of fear.
That's the thing that's so great, because when you face the fear and you get to the other side going, God, there was nothing to be afraid of. Maybe I struggled a little bit with it, but I got out of my shell, asked people for help when I needed it, and I got through.
Yeah, the mind is extremely powerful.
Yeah.
Once you discover it, then you can get it to work for you. I'd like to have you think about it, because it's extremely powerful in all humans. Anyway, that's what I believe.
Yep.
But could you read that one more time, Larry? Our time is running out, but...
Hold on, I'm sorry. Be scared and do it anyway. Be underqualified and get in the room anyway. Be messy, imperfect, and unsure, and show up anyway. Comfort is the enemy of growth. Get uncomfortable.
Yeah. Get uncomfortable.
You know, it's funny, you may feel this way too. To me, the more you practice just doing it, you don't experience as much fear because you know you're going to get through it from past experience. But you've got to create a track record of doing that.
Now, for those of you job seekers out there,
mm-hmm.
If you think you'd like to have a certain type of job, take on the fear and go after it by telling people you would like to try it.
Mm-hmm.
Or you believe you can do it. But don't let others persuade you not to. And don't you persuade yourself not to, because the more fun you have, the more growth you'll have.
Yes.
And you discover it can be fun. But it's not just fun for you. It's
That's
fun.
The most fun part of it. You can do anything if you just hang in there and be willing to reach out for help if you need it.
Yes.
I know when I was younger, the idea of reaching out for help was like going to show people that I didn't know what I was doing.
I reach out for help even now.
Yeah.
Even. Because I know that the help is out there. And the more I tell people I need help, the more they are going to find a way to help me.
Yep.
And it's totally under their control. All I had to do is let them know I needed help. But turn it around. Think of how many people have come to you looking for help.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's a matter of you knowing they need help. It may not be you, but you may know somebody that is willing to help them through you.
Yep.
It's all of those things that we take on. I'd like to have you really think about that. However, take that on in terms of going to find what you enjoy. Lowry has given out, I believe, six poems, articles that he has written, and said over the phone. But before we get off, Larry, tell us again how we can contact you.
Yeah, my name again is Larry LaBelle. I'm the CEO of Win a Job Fast Incorporated. You can contact me the email. My email address is LarryLaBelle1947@gmail.com. And I have a website where I have lots of resources that are free in the free resources section. And it's www.winajobfastinc.com.
Okay, so now you know. Anyway, Larry, thank you very much for taking the time out to come on the show and share some of the things share some of the things that you're doing, but telling more people like who you are so they can find out more about the other things that you do in addition to training and writing resumes. Anyway, so he's also...
They're home related. A lot of the things, the poems I've written are as a result of life experiences.
Right. Anyway, so that's an example for all of you, I believe, out there. Write your experiences. Write your thoughts. Okay, share your thoughts. But anyway, Larry, our time is up. Thank you very much for taking the time
You're welcome.
That. And hopefully we get you back later on to share some more with us. But thank you very much for the time that you've put in and sharing your thoughts and helping all of us out there to find better employment. Anyway.
Yep. Thank you, too. I appreciate you inviting me on the show.
All right. Well, thank you very much, because I'm being informed that our time is up. Because now I hear the music. It's Frank Sinatra singing My Way. And all the things you like doing, enjoy doing, you already are doing it your way. All I'm trying to get you to do is to find enjoyable employment so you can keep doing it your way, and we're willing to pay you to keep doing it. Anyway, so, and go out and tell everybody what you'd like to do, and give us a call and let us know what happened, because we're always looking for those of you who follow that to discover you can indeed be hired doing it your way. And we're out of here until next time.
WTAN Clearwater.
FM 106.1.
WDCF Dade City.
FM 102.3.
Listen.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.